Wayne, thank you so much for inviting me to come out 5 times, I think it was. I swear I have got to be your most complicated guest so far. I have to be. I need a hotel. I don't need a hotel. I need a car. I don't need a car. I'm coming Friday. I'm coming Sunday. I'm coming Saturday. Can I have a car? Can I not? Can I have a hotel? So thank you for your patience. A lovely dinner. I appreciated those that I got to have a lovely dinner with. A very special thank you to this row over here, Heather and Bill and Bob and Brianna. I'm so glad to see you guys. Haven't seen you in a long time, so thank you so much for coming out. And I have to say a special hello to Lynn and Malin, who are in Dallas. Hi, guys! They are online listening to the meeting. Lynn texted me a while ago. She said, "Wow, this is a really long meeting." I said, "Yeah, there's more to come. We hadn't even done the raffle yet, so sorry, Lynn. We're going." I want to talk to the new people, the people that got the chips. What a cool way to start the meeting, and I want to say something to you guys. When COVID started, I had no idea that I would never be able to walk out my door and go to an AA meeting. I was baffled. I never thought that would ever happen. And then, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous stepped up. You know, we need to treat our alcoholism, and we found a way to treat our alcoholism, however it was. Modem to modem, as the book used to say. You know, we found Zoom, and I was not happy about it. I was just, you know, I'm a in the middle gal. I'm a shoulder to shoulder gal. I need to be in the rooms where there's energy and fun and newcomers. I was, you know, just whining to my sponsor, and she said, "Why don't you just put yourself where God can do His bidding? Just go to a Zoom meeting and just listen. Let God do His work." And I was sitting in a meeting, and I heard it. I heard that one thing that just went, "I got it, okay." And if you put yourself where God can do His bidding, you'll hear that one thing that will change your life. And this is what I heard, and this is for you newcomers. Stay on the bus, the view's gonna change. And I just went, okay, I get it. Right now, the view is not good. The view is a computer with boxes and people eating and cats crawling around. So I knew the view would change. And eventually, you know, we got to go to a restaurant. And I got to go get my nails done. Right? Yay, thank you. And then, you know, eventually we started meetings in the park. And I guarantee you, the first meeting in the park, I was there an hour early with my chair front and center. Because I got to be with you. That's where sobriety is for me, is in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I'm so glad we're all back together. I just moved back to Dallas. I'm from Texas. I'm from Lubbock, Texas, and I have been away for 23 years, and I just moved home 4 weeks ago, and you know, getting settled in, and I know what to do. You get in the middle. You find a home group, you get a commitment, and you get in the middle, and that's exactly what I have attempted to do. I come from a little town called Lubbock, Texas, and my mom, the man that was my real father, they weren't married, and he had he murdered a man, and he went off to prison when I was just an infant, and I wasn't to meet him until I was 18 years old, and it was a brief meeting, and he does not want anything to do with me. He asked not to have anything to do with me, and I honored his request, and I have not had anything to do with him. My mom, shortly thereafter, he went to prison, she went from the gangster to the rodeo grounds, and she married the man that I was to call my dad. And he was a bull rider, he was a cowboy, and he was a terrible drunk, and a very violent man. And they had a little boy, my little brother, and my house came alive at 2 o'clock every night, and I never knew what was going to happen at 2 o'clock. I didn't know if my brother and I were going to hide in the closet all night. I didn't know if we were going to